Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, June 21st of 2022, the first day of summer. And I'm your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is rather appropriate for the first day of summer as we hit 97. Is that what it showed on your phone, too, is that it hit 97? Emily, you saw that, didn't you? Is it? Yep, 97. Let me guess. It said feels like 102.
Right now?
Yep.
No, right now it says it feels like 98.
But 97. So that dew point must have went down a little bit. A little bit. Well, not that. But not much. It is a hot summer day. And to be honest with you folks, you might think this is a little bit odd, but the models that I've been seeing are showing it cooling off to near normal in like more places than not after the weekend, like as we go towards June 30th. You saw that too, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's not to say that there won't be some more heat later, especially when this is the second time that it heated up, but the fact that it was in June and there was another heat up. There have been two other heat ups in May. So I hope this doesn't mean that we're going to go into a downward spiral from here to where it's suddenly going to become wet and rainy all July and August. I hope not, because I like keeping the more of the warmth going, as long as you can keep the humidity down. Because today it wasn't quite as oppressive as it sometimes is when you have a heat advisory. Because to me, it didn't quite feel like a heat advisory day. I imagine in Chattanooga, Tennessee, today would have not been a heat advisory. It would have just been a day that was a bit warm, hotter than normal. You would have said the same thing?
Yeah.
Because in a sense, 95 there is like 90 here. Like just another hot day. You know what I mean? Like a day that's not necessarily a heat advisory, unless you have heat indexes that are high enough, which there would mean like 105 plus. Today we did not have those, nor did even down there. And you can thank the heat dome from out west that came from the west for this. And people always... crazy, the people who like to blame climate change for all of this. These days, it's almost like people say every heat wave is climate change. Oh, about that, here's the thing. Every summer that I know of has always had warmer periods and cooler periods. Every winter, same deal. There are no constants. It changes every so often. Isn't it crazy? It's almost like they say if it's not normal, it's climate change. Isn't that crazy, Emily, that that's how they feel? But they'll say, oh, just because it's not normal, it's climate change. I mean, it's like, really? you think it's always supposed to be at a certain normal? Well, it's not. It goes up. It goes down. You have different amounts of this and that. And they claim that the hurricanes of today are worse than they used to be. We've had violent weather for a long time. A long time. So, in a way, I don't know what to tell you. But I want to let you know that between July 1st and July 8th or 9th, I'll be out of town. I do plan to do at least one show, maybe two, the week of the 4th. So maybe the 5th or 6th. And part of what I'll be doing that show is talking about America and our independence, you know, and what made America so great. And that, and it'll be awesome. And I'm looking forward to it. As to where I'm going to be, Ohio for a few days, Kentucky for a few days. Of course, my brother lives in Elizabethtown, a little bit south of the Louisville area. And no, I'm not going to call it Lousyville. For one, that's not necessarily how I feel about it. I just think it sounds a little funny. So I'm not going to call it Lousyville. And then looks like I might go to Nashville for the day on one of the days. And I truly do love Nashville. I really do. And it's a nice place to go. And so I'm looking forward to it. And then this Saturday I get to go to Cedar Point to ride one of the best roller coasters on the planet. Of course, sadly, minus the dragster because of that silly incident that happened last year. Honestly, I don't think that accident was planned. I think it was by chance. And I do feel terrible that happened to that lady. I feel terrible about that. I truly do. And now I heard one person recently told me she used to like roller coasters until that incident happened in Florida where you had that guy fall off of that slingshot ride in Orlando. What some people might not realize is that thing was not totally strapped right. And that guy weighed over 100 pounds more than what was allowed to go on that ride. So they should have kept him off the ride. My thought is, if he just hadn't rode, none of that would have happened. And it's crazy to me how people just let fear dictate things to them. But we know God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Let me tell you something. If your mind, just like anything else, if your mind is sound, that means it's not haywire, it's not wishy-washy, it's not going back and forth to another to where you wonder, to where people might wonder, is your mind screwed on right? But some people will literally let fear, because of a certain thing that happened to someone else, keep them from certain things. And whatever fear you might have, you didn't get it from God. No, you didn't. And the only fear you should have is fearing God. Fearing God means like serving him. That doesn't mean you're afraid of him. That kind of fear doesn't mean you're afraid of God. I mean, if I'm afraid of God, why would I love him? So I'm not afraid of him. I love him. And I serve him because I love him. And I love what he's done in my life. And I'm thankful for him to what he's done in my life. And I have gratitude. The attitude of gratitude. Which in my mind is a good attitude to have. Because that's what you should have, is the attitude of gratitude. That means that you're grateful and you love what God has done in your life. And I know in my case, I love what he's done. I'm thankful. As you should be. And I know he's not done with me. Just like I know he's not done with you. He's not done with us. And so I just keep my trust in him, keep my hope in him. That's what I do in my life. And my hope is that you do the same thing. Just my honest hope. And so that's just where I stand. All right. Before I get into the announcements, let me remind you that this episode is brought to you by your local ice cream shop, where you can grab one of the best flavors of ice cream that might sound good to you. And ice cream is always a winner on a hot summer day. And hopefully you're finding something, a flavor that you really enjoy that's super yummy. As ice cream is one of the best desserts of summer. All right. Now, the first thing I want to remind you about is the Holy Spirit Conference in Palm Coast, Florida. It's tonight through Friday night. Go online to markbarclay.com in order to stream the conference. And let it be a blessing into your life. And I'm sure God's going to be moving down there in Florida. And other people there will be expecting him to move. And that, because I know that God's going to move there in a mighty way. So let that be a blessing to you. The next thing I want to remind you about is the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and the different things I've been through in my life. And it chronicles the different, you know, diagnoses and that, as well as, of course, the victory. And you want to know something, folks? The victory is always greater than the battle. No matter how big that battle is that you're facing right now. If you live on this earth, I got some news for you, buddy. You're going to go through some stuff. You are going to go through some stuff on earth. You will. But the victory is always greater than the battle. And us Christians, we know that. And those of you listening who hadn't heard that before, well, you've heard it now. Because it might look like we're surrounded. But I'm might look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by Jesus. It is through him that I fight my battles. And that's how in my life, that's how we fought ours. Me, my mom, brother, my dad. Just trust in the Lord and the power of his might. Keep a hope in him. Keep that trust in him. Keep that faith in him. Amen. And so don't think you have to fight these battles on your own. No, trust in God, because it's going to make it a lot better for you if you trust in him rather than trusting in your own, you know, willpower, trusting in your own ideologies, trusting in your own Amen. And so, go online to the website riversofmiracles.com, R-I-V-E-R-S ofmiracles.com to find out information about the book and how you can get that book into your hands. And not only that, I would like you, after you buy the book and read it, to give it to someone else. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Now, The other thing I want to remind you of really quick is the PayPal. This has been this show over the years. We will be at 5 years of doing this show on the 25th of July. That's right, on the 25th of July. Christmas in July Day. We will have been on this for 5 years. And so, and you can help keep us going. You can go online to paypal.com in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That's my name. So you can type in Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and then the last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like for you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please, if you can at all, please make a note of that. Amen. And as you sow your seed, I always pray over that seed. I always thank God over your seed. And when you sow, you're sowing into good ground here. And it's between you and God what you sow. I'm not going to tell you what to give. Just sow what you feel in your heart. The verse I want to sow tonight into your life is where it says, therefore my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. That's what it's based on. Not something else, not the price of gas, not the price of food, not the stock market, none of that stuff. It's according to his riches and glory. And not based on a price. And I'm happy about that. I really am. Amen. Now I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord. I won't forget the wonder of thy deliverance, the answers of my heart. You found me, you freed me, held back the waters for my release. Oh Yahweh, you're the God who put the sea of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The cloud by day is the sign that you are with me. The fire by night is the light to my path. You found me, you freed me, you held back the waters for my release. Oh Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. You're the God who part the sea. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the God who fights for me. You're of every victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the God who part the sea. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you stepped into my Egypt. You took me by the hand. You launched me out in freedom into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God. I'll sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You stepped into my Egypt. You took me by the hand. You launched me out in freedom into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God. I'll sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the God. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You speak in love with your command. You speak in mountains, wash upon the sand. You hold the moon and stars within your hand. With only just a breath, the world began. We sing, God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. Oh, there'll never be anyone like Jesus. When nothing we could do would be enough. With all the stars you reach for us. My sin was overwhelmed by perfect love. We sing, God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. Your name is greater than any name I know. Your throne is higher than any other throne. You are the author, the creator of it all. You stand alone. You stand alone. Your name is greater than any name I know. Your name is higher than any other throne. You are the author, the creator of it all. You stand alone. You stand alone. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is how I fight my battles. Thank you, Lord. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Yes, it is. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, yes. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, yes. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Yes, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Yes, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. You're on my side. This is how I fight my battles. Yes, Lord. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win. This is how I win my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Jesus. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. No matter what, this is how I win my battles. Thank you, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are there. Go with us. You're fighting for us. You're right there for us, right when we need you. We can trust in you. We can put our hope in you, put our faith in you, Jesus, to win our battles, whatever those battles are that we face. Because everyone has a different one. And I thank you, Jesus, that you go before us. You hem us in. You're the God who makes a way for us when it seems like there is no other way. You're making a way right there for us. And I thank you, Master, for that. And I put my trust in you, knowing that you are going to make that way for us. Because you always have a plan for us, whatever it is. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. I thank you, Jesus, for that. Knowing that you are here with us. Thank you for this time we have tonight in your word, to study your word, to learn more about you. Thank you that you are ministering to us right now. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whether we're at home, whether we're at the beach, whether we're driving, whether we're sitting outside in the heat, I'm not, but for those who are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you're with us, for that you are meeting our needs. You're helping us to get through these last of the last days. And I thank you, Master, that you're meeting the needs of these listeners tonight. You know what they have need of when I don't. But you do know. And I trust you. I know you're going to meet their needs. Amen. And so, Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that you're using me, you're anointing, that you've anointed me to preach your word tonight. Pray that these listeners have ears to hear, minds ready to understand this word, and that they would pay attention to this word and not just in one ear out the other. And I thank you, Lord, for that. Now I'll make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. This is my Bible. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Jonah chapter 4. And we'll see what all happened with the rest of Jonah. And then when we finish up with that, I want to visit our text that the show is based on, which is Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. So Jonah 4, Hebrews 11. That's our plan for tonight. So that's, as they could say, you know, the roadmap as far as where we're going in the Word of God. And Jonah 4 isn't even that long. Verse 1. But Jonah was, this is after he goes to Nineveh and the people repent. Verse 1. But Jonah was greatly displeased and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Oh Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That's why that I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, that you are slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Have you any right to be angry?" Jonah went out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a vine, made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort. Jonah was happy about the vine. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the vine so that it withered. And when the sun rose, God provided a a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed upon Jonah's head. So that he grew faint. He wanted to die. And he said, it would be better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine? I do, he said. I am angry enough to die. But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city? Let's go to Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of what we hope for. It's evidence of what we have not seen. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. By faith he was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I like to say, but with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. Catch that? You got to believe that he exists. You got to believe. You can't just, I guess. No, you have to honestly believe. You have to believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Earnestly doesn't mean once in a while. Earnestly doesn't mean just when you're going through a bunch of stuff. Whether we want to talk big stuff, little stuff. It didn't say those who seek him when you're going through some stuff. It said those who earnestly seek him. Verse 7, by faith Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go to a place that he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, just like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was unable to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he is good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country that they had left, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they are longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. And he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons, worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose instead to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. They were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with all those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophet, because I got the gotsta. Oh, wait a minute. Shelly, does it say that? Does it say he didn't have time because he got the gotsta? Oh, really? By the way, folks, about the gotsta, that's another way of saying, you know, that they got to go somewhere. We'll try that again. What more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. First two verses of 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy sent before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, as we read tonight, faith is the substance of what we hope for, the evidence of which we haven't seen yet. Now, I want to turn your attention to that first part of the first word of Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is. What's that mean, Miracle Man? It means that faith is now. Faith isn't in 5 minutes. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week, next month, next year. Now. Whatsoever you ask for in prayer believing, as long as you have faith in him, trust in him, you can have it now. I receive the manifestation of the healing power of God. My body is lined up with the word of God now. That's what I say over myself. And I continue to trust God. That's what faith is. Trust in the Lord, believing that he will do what he said in his word. Having that belief, that knowing that he is going to do what he said. And I've been believing for a long time. We've been believing for 32 years. And you know what? I haven't given up. I'm still believing. I'm still praying. I'm still asking. I'm still trusting. Would it be easy for me to get super discouraged about? Yeah, it'd be easy to get discouraged about. But you know what? I still have that faith that he's going to do it. And that my body will be healed. That my eyes will be open. That my ears will hear. My ears will hear. And I keep trusting. And I've kept my faith. Now, about this faith, how do you get it? How does it come to you? Let me explain. The Bible says that when we are born again, we are each given a certain measure of faith. In a sense, it's like a starter pack. sometimes when you get certain things, you know, certain warranty or whatever, or certain thing you buy or whatever, like different things you can get. You might get, like I said, it might come with a starting pack, a starter pack, or a trial or something. You know, like, so you're essentially given a starter pack of faith. Well, once that's used, then what? And the Bible also says we must have faith in order to please God. What does that mean? It means we can't really do the things that God asks us to do. We can't really obey Him without faith. Listen, what we read about earlier tonight, Jonah was concerned about a little vine that was protecting him from the heat. But he didn't maintain that vine. It withered. And even after Jonah preached, most people got saved, gave their life, they repented. He was upset. But, so you see, so you have to have faith in Him. You can't be doubting Him. You have to have trust. Oh, trust, trusting what Jesus said in His Word that He would do. And if you have that trust in Him, you'll do it. You'll be so much better apt to do it faithfully, and not have this doubt, this unbelief, this anger at God. So you have to have faith in order to please Him. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So it comes by hearing the Word of God. And I have a question. How will they hear without a preacher? How will they hear the Word of God without someone bringing the Word of God to them? And that's whether you listen to me, like maybe you're in between churches or something, or you listen to you go to a good church, you're listening to your pastor. By the way, folks, let me tell you this right now. You listening to me and thank you, listeners, for tuning in from all across this great world, from all across the world and these many great countries where people are tuning in from. Thank you so much, listeners, for all that. Keep tuning in, will you? But let me say something. There should not be a replacement for church for you hearing your pastor going to your church, rubbing shoulders. A supplement, yes. Another way to get the Word of God in you, yes. Yes. Great. Some of us could use some more of the Word of God. There shouldn't be a replacement for that. So going to the house of God. Now, when COVID hit, we had all these churches who went online because they weren't opening their sanctuary to the public. There were certain people who would found it cool to be able to just sit at home and have popcorn church. Or pajama church. Pajama and popcorn church. What's that? Oh, that could be where you're watching, you know, the service sitting there in your pajamas eating popcorn. Instead of actually, you know, following along in the Word of God and in worship and whatever they were doing. Let me tell you, during COVID, we had online church. I got into it. I didn't use it as an opportunity for, you know, pajama church, popcorn church. And guess what? When they reopened the house of God at my church, I was back to church. I went back to the house of God, like how it's supposed to be. But in many churches, there's been people who have not come back, who still watch online for whatever reason. They'll still watch online. I hope the reason they're not going to church is because they're afraid of COVID. Which, if that's the case, why are you still so afraid? Apparently, not that many are afraid. I was at my city pool today, and it was almost at capacity. I was shocked that it didn't hit capacity. You know what I think? Some of the people maybe that weren't there, you know why I think they weren't there? I don't think they were not there because they were maybe afraid of COVID. I think they weren't there because they were afraid it would hit capacity. Like what it did last week, it hit capacity on the heat day. It's part of why I went there as early as I did today, because I didn't want to be locked out from hitting capacity. But but that's beside the point. But people won't go to the house of God because they're afraid of a virus. We're afraid. We're all going to get the virus. People were doing that during COVID. Which, of course, my pastor was preaching, no fear here. T-shirts were printed. Masks were made. Excuse me, face diapers were made that said, fear is a liar. And hey, let me tell you. If you're going to wear a face diaper, why not use one that could encourage someone? One that says something like, fear is a liar. God is not dead. Live generously. Today is the day of salvation. Jesus saves. You know, stuff like that. And it's not a bad idea if you have shirts like that. Of course not. But so I live by faith, not in fear. Because when you live in fear, you'll let circumstances dictate things to you. And then it can cause you to become afraid. Maybe because of experiences you had or experiences someone else you know has had or things like that. And that's not how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live in faith, trusting God. And not being all afraid of what might happen next. And this fixing your eyes on Jesus thing. What that means is that he's number one in your life. Folks, Jesus should be number one in your life. He should be your first love. If he isn't your first love, then why? Because he should be your first love. He should be. And if he isn't, then he should be. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word tonight that we studied. Thank you that we would put our hope in you, that we would put our trust in you, that we would know that you have great plans for us, that we would keep our faith in you, that we would all know, that we would just know that you are here for us, that you are making that the way for us, a way for when it seems like there is no other way, you're making a way. And I thank you, Lord, for that. And so, and I pray that we would be doers of your word and not just be those who heard the word and didn't put it to use in our own lives. And I thank you for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.